Hey there. I wanted to talk about just some of my goals that I have in life, and some of the things that I've been thinking about is like, for one, I just kind of ended the day today and realized that, like, I haven't really done anything that I thought was a lot of fun today. And I was thinking about, like, a couple things. Like, one, you know, when you're... I was feeling sad today, and I was thinking about, like, when you're feeling kind of depressed, I take that as a sign that something in life needs to change. And then also, I was thinking of, like, what Jordan Peterson said, which is that you want to do something that do something that excites. What did he say? Do something. He said, do what you love until you're thrilled to be alive. So it feels like I've been spending the past 10 years trying to find something like that. And I've been trying all these different things, and it's just... it almost always feels like it's been a waste of time because I haven't gone anywhere. But it feels like it feels like there should be something where you can be helpful to people. I feel like that's a big thing, actually, like, is it being helpful? Because some hobbies are fun, but they're not... I don't know if that's... Maybe it's not the right way to think about it from the beginning, because any hobby can be helpful to others, even if it's just teaching other people how to do something they would enjoy. You know, that's a way to be helpful to others. So maybe that's, like, something to not focus on so much in the beginning. Like, you know, you could argue that Arnold becoming a bodybuilder wasn't that helpful to others, but if it was, like, the inspiration that he created from it, you know, from that image, that is helpful to others. So I was thinking, like, one thing I was thinking about, it's like working on Arduino projects and making videos about them. I haven't done it so much. I only did it, like, once way back a couple of years ago. But I was wondering if that could be, like, something fun to do that would also be helpful to me and to others, because I could, you know, strengthen my programming skills by doing that, and then also have a cool project for my portfolio, a cool tech project. And then also, I could make videos about it, showing other people how to do cool stuff like that, and maybe that would even help other people to get into programming, just to learn to build, like, cool gadgets. It's hard to think about, like, how you could have a big impact on the world, but then also, like, I wonder, why is that something that I even care about at all? Is it just because somebody said that I should? I think about stuff like that sometimes, like, why to have certain goals, you know, like, I guess, like, you know, the one of helping other people, you know, I know, like, kind of intuitively that helping others when you help others, you get just all this positive feedback, and it's really a joy for you. So, I mean, that's why I've seen firsthand, you know, and you get to interact with people, which is like the most fun part of life, sharing and experiencing with others. You know, that's a big thing. So I was thinking I could do like Arduino projects, and then I could make it into like maybe, you know, meetups. If somebody wants to hang out and work on something together, that would be a fun thing to do. I feel like that would be a great hobby and a good way to make friends. I could find people in the programming circle who are interested in that, and it would be easy. I could just bring one of my light projects into the place, and then people would come and ask me about it, and then I could find people from there who'd want to go and work on stuff. But yeah, that would be something cool. It's just something also that I've been really interested in. I was doing DJing, and it just kind of like, it doesn't draw me in that much. It's fun to do sometimes, but it's not. I wonder if it's just like, is it the dip, Seth Godin's dip, that is preventing me from moving forward with it? But really, the whole point of the Seth Godin's book, The Dip, is that you're supposed to quit things that are not worth getting through the dip for you. So, you know, if DJing is something that I don't care that much about, then it makes sense just to give it up. You know, just because you've held on to something for a long time doesn't mean that it's useful for you. The whole point kind of trying some new things like that you've never done, but maybe they've been stuck in your head for a long time, like, you know, my sewing business idea. Some things are just, it's good to just be able to discard things that are ultimately like a distraction. So I want to find things that are kind of like tie into me making money somehow. But of course you can, I mean, you know, theoretically you can make money with any hobby at this point, because like Gary Vee was saying, you know, you can turn it into a social media enterprise, and then you like build a community around it, and then that's, you know, a way for you to end up making money with your hobby. But it's just, you know, there's never been something that I was that much into that I wanted to do it that much. And I feel like when I think about it, it's not that unusual that other people also don't have things that they're that into that they just want to do it all the time. In fact, when you think about it, it's actually kind of unusual for somebody to have something that they're that into. So maybe it's difficult to find, and maybe it's just something that you need to push through the painful part and spend a lot of your free time doing, when you could have some other more cheap thrills instead. You stay home on Saturday night instead of going out and work on these things when they might be boring at first, but maybe after that initial dip, they end up being a lot of fun and producing like valuable results for you. That's why I was thinking like doing Arduino stuff. It would be like, you could just hang out and work on these cool projects. And it's been stuff that I've been interested in that kind of stuff ever since, like, going to Radio Shack as a little kid and seeing all the little parts. I always wanted to be able to build stuff. I used to read Popular Science magazine. I remember my mom bought me a Blinky Bug. It was one of the... It was a little tech toy so cute. In the back of a Popular Science magazine once, there was a little ad, and this guy was making them in his house. It was just a little button battery, and it had a couple of LED lights on it, and it made it when you touched the little antennas, it was like, you know, little wires for legs, and you touched the antennas and the eyes would light up. There were LED lights. Super cute. I remember our cat Alia fucked it up eventually by playing with it, because she would play with the little antenna wires. They were long, like 8-inch wires, and you know how cats get with stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, that would be a programming that robot car was a lot of fun, and it was fun toying with other stuff like that. If I could, like, kind of orchestrate it into some cool project or like series of projects, that would be, you know, pretty great. That could be like, you know, it'd be fun to make like festival toys out of stuff like that, programming my own kind of stuff. And could make really cool like light stuff for my room, custom programmed light strips and things. And I like it because having it be like a tech project, it ties into my career. So I feel like it's just it kind of helps me to build my career, actually, because each one of those tech projects is like a portfolio item in itself, because people see those and they're very high visibility, like impressive, interesting things. You know, it's almost like scientific. You see them and it's fascinating to see somebody working on some scientific tech project, especially when you're, you know, not that into that world, but you look like a mad scientist type of person. Especially if you could present it well in your videos and practice your sales that way. But yeah, I've just been thinking about that. I guess it's always been a source of stress for me to try and find this thing, because I've always wanted to have that passionate life, full of excitement, enjoying the thing that I do. And it's been years and years now trying to search for something like that through school. And really the closest I've come to finding a career actually that has that kind of excitement in it is this like web development stuff. It's a lot of fun to work on sometimes. Sometimes it's just work, sometimes it's a lot of fun. So another thing that I've been really thinking about lately is just focusing more on more fun projects, because I know that all this maintenance work that I'm doing now is not the best I could be doing, and there are more fun projects that I can take, projects like starting from the ground up that I can take ownership over, and that expose me to new challenges and new things to learn, and that would allow me to grow more and get paid more, at least eventually get paid more, and also expand my skills and just be a lot more fun and interesting and engaging, especially I think if they're fixed price projects, or at least I'm, you know, hoping that putting a successful bid on a fixed price project would be able to make like some good money. But also, like, I think, you know, it's not that easy in the Upwork marketplace, at least. I don't know where else there could be. There must be other places that I'm not looking, or you can explore projects, or maybe I just need to work on my portfolio some more to have, like, impressive things to showcase. You know, I really have... want my website to be a good source of sales and marketing and being able to show people what I can do. So maybe read into upgrading that somehow. But yeah, programming projects are always fun too. That's something that I could do as a hobby. Maybe I do so much programming that it wouldn't occur to me to do that for fun, but yeah, if I could just find something where there was a market demand, it would be really fun, I think, to program a thing that would be useful for people that I could, like, put out there as a plugin or something. You know, if I found some arena where people are having a need to be filled, I feel like that would be really, really fun to see myself helping people that way. So maybe if I think about that, I can help that come into my life. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to order these Arduino parts and follow up with some new cool projects and videos. And keep building stuff, programming, and focusing on improving myself, finding things to be passionate about, and finding ways to help other people live a life and enjoy a career that they like. Good talking to you guys. Have a good one. Bye.